Chapter 49. January 4th of year 19. It has been a really long walk, 2 weeks, across a seemingly endless steppe. Getting up, walking, lying down, sleeping, all while the dusky sun seemed to be glued to a spot in the sky. It did not rain a single time, and I'm beginning to wonder how any vegetation can survive here. There are no seasons, as an entire orbit around the sun only lasts a few days. It's just possible that some kind of seasonal changes might occur, if not caused by the energy of the sun, then by other factors. The average sleep period of Adam and Eve has decreased day by day. The day-night rhythm seems to be embedded in the human genetic code. How long will it take for them to get used to the fact the sun never sets? During the last few days, we only talked when it was necessary, but we still managed to keep our pace and even arrived here a day earlier than planned. The forest, which is our eventual destination, might not only offer us protection against the flares, but also save us from this humdrum routine. I look at Proxima Centauri. The sun is noticeably lower than it was 2 weeks ago. This is obviously caused by us walking westward over some great distance. The eastern sky has now taken on a reddish hue. Brightness sensors indicate that 20% less light gets down here, yet the leafy plants have adapted to it. Their leaves have ribbing, which increases their photosensitive surface. We are still unable to see the forest, which must be about 30 kilometers away. Nevertheless, I can feel Adam and Eve are as excited as I am.